the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Explosions are being reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle reports two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant early Thursday. A spokeswoman for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power and backup generators as well amid flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas, and countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him, And we really thought we lost him. But he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
FEMA says it has begun the process of issuing vouchers to get people out of shelters and into hotels. Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Damages from Hurricane Harvey are expected to mount into the tens of billions of dollars. Monsoons, meanwhile, have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. Pakistan is also seeing heavy rains as storms were expected to cross the country for several days. Bangladesh and Nepal have also experienced severe flooding. This is VOA.